This is ARPBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity in the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. Pamela Paulsrud is recognized internationally as a papermaker, calligrapher, book artist, and collaborator. Her work includes smaller pieces and large-scale installations. Paulsrud's greatest passion, however, is an ongoing project she co-created called Tree Whispers, an international collaboration about the human connection to trees. I ask her about how she taps into her artistic side.
I would probably have to attribute a lot of my artwork to a ritual that I do most every morning, and that's a bike ride through the forest preserve. It's about a 15-mile ride, and I consider it my exercise, of course, and it's also my commute since I work at home. So I go out and I come back.
Nice.
And I've realized in retrospect that it is really a meditation for me, and I see that the first half of the ride is sort of this incessant yammering, all the voices in your head trying to, you know, categorize things and do sort of a day-to-day thing about what's going on for the day. And then I realized the second half of the ride is that meditation, sort of a quieting of the mind, sort of when I think when I run out of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in that space that I see that a lot of my work has come from, in sort of a whatever you want to call it, a vision, ideas, you know, it's in that quiet space where a lot of the ideas come to me. And nature has always been a profound teacher and inspiration for me as well.
Would you call yourself a calligrapher? You have a fascination with handwriting.
Yes, handwriting. I have a great fascination with handwriting. I see handwriting as, I think about it as a cross between sort of a fingerprint and an EKG, sort of not telling not only who you are, but how you are in that moment in time. I've been fascinated with handwriting from the very moment that I started it myself in kindergarten or whenever. And calligraphy was certainly a natural outcropping of that. Mm-hmm. The study of calligraphy and beautiful writing, and the calligraphic mark. I see calligraphy as moving sort of even beyond the letter forms into movement of the line, so to speak.
And you've done some experimentation with sound waves on paper, how sound responds to movement.
Yes. Had seen this experiment where someone takes a violin bow and pulls it across a metal plate with sand, you know, sprinkled on it, and how that vibration creates sound patterns. So I dug into this a little bit more because of my interest in vibration and the healing, sound healing arts. You know, seeing the sand dancing on the metal plate, found this physics experiment with a little generator that creates vibrations, and you can alter the vibrations. And depending on what vibration, the sand would dance into a certain pattern. You know, if you increase the vibration with the megahertz, it would create a different formation. The area in between those two formations, they call chaos, which has given me a better understanding of chaos, that it's simply a transition from one form to another.
Mm.
Seems like it can be taken on as a interesting parallel to life kinds of things that are going on as well. But yeah, it's fascinating.
This is ARPBeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A-Stars. Paulsrud talks about her ongoing installation, Tree Whispers.
So it's a growing collection. There's probably, I know there's well over 7,000 paper rounds at this point, and I know there's probably as many that have gone out and never returned, you know, where people make paper and they're so excited about it, they take it home, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a growing and installation. And the strands are hung in 3 to about 8 foot strands, and they rotate. So at one point, your piece may be at eye level. Another time, it might be up higher or lower, whatever. So it's always changing.
Mm.
It's never the same and always growing. And the other wonderful thing is that there's no pecking order. And everyone is invited. There's, you know, young children, there's professional artists, photographers, many different people have contributed in many different languages.
So other than the criteria of your connection with trees, is there anything else people can submit their idea, their part of the project at any time? How does that work?
It's an open invitation,
right,
to share flat, round pieces of handmade paper, any size. The size doesn't matter. I have some that are about 2 inches and some that are 3 feet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the size doesn't matter. As long as it's on handmade paper that either you made or collaborated with another artist or maybe purchased somewhere. But the fun is, I think, in the community that comes together to make the paper.
The submissions, in other words, are made beforehand in some kind of community gathering, or can somebody contact you through the internet? Or that's what I was wondering about.
There are groups that get together that make paper. The Pendragons calligraphy group from Kalamazoo has gotten together all summer long to make paper. They've had different events. Sometimes people just get together in their backyard and make paper. Mm. I can be contacted at treewhispers.com, and I try to keep lists of things that are going on and invite people to share with me as well if they're having some kind of a community event, so that I can post that on the website. I'd like to have that communication open, you know, for others as well.
So what is your tree story, Pam? What is your connection to trees? How did that love begin?
I've just always been drawn to trees. I remember as a young kid climbing this giant elm in our front yard and just feeling very connected to it as I sat up there and sort of watched the world go by. My dad planted over 2,500 trees in a small town in Iowa. You know, and I think it's just that connection to nature and appreciation, and again, that space of sort of letting go and listening. And I just feel, I don't know what it is, just feel very strongly. It's almost like they're my mentors. They're rooted and grounded and have sort of this quiet presence, and also, you know, have the cycles of time, you know, the time of being quiet, the time of blossoming, the time of, you know, great growth. And so there's just so much that a tree teaches me, I should say, and sort of my main connection to nature.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Pamela Paulsrud. Her exhibition opens tonight at the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center as a part of the Kalamazoo Art Hop and runs through June 28. Tree Whispers, a collaboration with Kalamazoo's Pendragon Calligraphers Guild, can be viewed at the Kalamazoo Nature Center through July. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.